If you have your Bible, turn to the 121st Psalm. The 121st Psalm. The Bible says, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy feet to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. I told you this morning we're going to take a trip, amen, to Jerusalem. Glory to God, I hope you brought your traveling shoes. Amen, glory be to God. Now, I could preach for just a little while if God would be our help out of this text. On this thought, as we're going up, amen, as we're going up. As we look at this tonight and we see the Word of God, it begins to speak to our hearts, and it begins to tell us, the psalmist begins to speak, and they're talking about going up, amen, ascending up unto Jerusalem. Talking about going up to that place of help and that place of hope that is magnified by God. And I thought about this as I was thinking, I was reading this week, and I thought about when me and Teresa was over there back in November, my little wife, and we was going up, and we had been all over Israel. But that morning when we left down to the Dead Sea and we started up to Jerusalem. And no matter how you go to Jerusalem, you got to go up. If you come from north, south, east, or west, you've got to go up. It's literally a city on a hill. And I thought about that as I was reading this and how wonderful it was. And they were just like an anticipation. The closer you got to the summit of the hill, the more excited you got. Amen. And I thank glory be to God as we're marching on today, the closer we get to the summit of the hill, the more excited we ought to be for the Lord. Amen. I know we're living in troublesome days. We're living in sad times. We're living in dark air. But I want to tell you, praise God, he's a God of glory. And if we just keep marching on, realize that we're going up. Amen. We've got a direction and a destination, and we're going to get home in a little while. I don't know about you, but I'm excited about being home. I'm excited about that place that's prepared for me. I can only imagine what it'll be like when I get there. Amen. I've anticipated, I've wondered, I've thought about it in my mind, but I don't believe my mind's big enough, Brother Bill, to hold those things and see the things that God has for those that are called according to His purpose. Amen. Those are called of God to be His children in these last days that we live as we're learning and pressing on. Amen. Getting closer and closer to the summit and the top of the mountain. Amen. Where we are going to see the Lord Jesus Christ in that free pardon of sin. And we see the psalmist here as he's speaking. He was talking. And I can see in my mind's eyes they're marching on the Zion. They're marching up to heaven. Amen. Hey, but glory, I won't say that's what we're doing. We're just on the march. Amen. There's nowhere to quit. There's nowhere to stop, nowhere to get off. We're just marching on the Zion. We're marching on to heaven. Amen. There's not a quitting spot. There's no place to quit. Amen. I preached the other night on a place to rest and how we needed rest. I will say, praise God, we can rest when we get home. Amen. We just got to keep pressing through till we get there. But praise God, when we get there, we'll get that perfect rest. Boy, I thank God for that. And I can see in my mind's eyes here as we're marching on up, amen. And we're marching, as we're going up, I can see in my mind's eyes the psalmist was singing, and they were singing these verses back and forth to each other. And he said, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills from which cometh my help. Now what this tells me, that he was looking earnestly that he might behold that he could see. I tell you, I don't know about you, but I'm a looking earnestly tonight that I might behold that I see. That I see in the Word of God is a good God of glory, the God of heaven. That help that we need tonight, amen, to overcome every obstacle that we face. We got a great old big God tonight who's able to do all things and what he does well. We've got so many folks in here tonight have been through so many obstacles. Amen. But glory be to God. We've come out victorious shouting His praises. Hey, praise God. We could go right now and say we're winners. Amen. For the glory of God. God has delivered us so many, many times. And he said, I'm looking, earnestly looking. He said that I might behold that city. Amen. Glory be to God. If you get to marching for the Lord and you get to looking for Him, he said, you'll find Him when you seek Him early. Amen. You get to looking for Him early in the morning. It won't take you to dinner. It won't take you to evening time. Amen. To find the Lord. You get to looking for Him early in the morning. Praise God. Amen. Before lunchtime, you'll find the Lord. Amen. He'll show up. He'll show out. He'll help you. He'll show you so much kindness in so many ways. Amen. Glory be to God. You'll get over your pout. You'll get you a shout, and you'll be praising God before lunch. Amen. How do you know? Because I've been there. As we're going up, praise God, we just need to get to looking for the Lord. If we look Him, we'll find Him. Amen. And we begin to hold that city. To behold the city, to look for it, to begin to see it in the horizon. As we come up that mountain, amen, in that bus, great old big bus, hold two bus loads of people, but we come through a big old long tunnel, praise God, and say, we come out of that tunnel. Praise God, there's that glorious city on the hill. The Lord Jesus, the Jerusalem, amen, spread out before us. And boy, what a blessing that is. I can see in my mind's eyes, these people are marching up. He said, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hill from which cometh my help. Now, that wasn't a question. But he said it was a statement. There was some assurance in here that he had because the source of the help he had, praise God, he was looking for it. And praise God, he began to see that source. Amen. We get to looking for that source of help, praise God. You'll begin to see the source. Glory to God, boy, what a powerful thing it is when we see the source of help. Amen. Praise God. Well, he says, my help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. Now, I will say, I'm serving the same God today. The God I serve made the heavens and the earth. Amen. Praise God. He made them with His own hands. He spoke them into existence, and there they are. And if that's my God, then my God's able to do all things. That means He's in control and He's in charge. You might say, Brother Bill, He's large and in charge, praise God. Able to take care of any situation that comes up. Amen. Any circumstance that might try to prevail upon us, praise God. He is that source of help. But as you can see this evening, as they begin to march up there, and he says, I will look unto the hills which cometh mine help. He says, my help comes from the Lord. Can you see how he, as he's going up, and they're singing this back and forth, how the psalmist sets the mood. Amen. Glory be to God. He begins to set that mood for the journey. He begins to set that mood for the climb. And next thing you know, praise God, hey, somebody over here said, glory be to God. Oh, what a Savior. What a Lord, amen, we serve. What an ever-present help. Glory to God. He said, he, my help cometh from the Lord, which made the heaven and the earth. Amen. Glory, can you imagine how excited that be as they're going up there and they're looking, they're seeing what they're looking for. And God begins to magnify Himself. It sets that mood, amen, for the climb as they just keep marching on. I wonder what kind of mood we have for the climb. Amen. Our attitude of gratitude, praise God, will make a difference in our climb. It'll give you a want to when you step. It'll give you a zip when you step as you're climbing towards glory. Amen. It'll give you that encouragement, praise God, realizing that hey, something better at the finish line. Amen. I always think of it as a runner. As he's headed for that finish line, he's striving for perfection. He's striving to finish well. Amen. Glory be to God. But somewhere along the line, he gets thirsty in the journey. He gets thirsty in the climb. He gets thirsty and he's running. Praise God. He's looking for that cold lake of water. And he realized, praise God, right across the finish line, there'll be a well of water. Amen. That'll flow out and it'll satisfy and it'll nourish and it'll give you that you need. Praise God. And he just pushes on just a little harder. Amen. Toward the summit. Amen. Sometimes we get thirsty, we get hungry, we get tired, we get weary. We just need to press on just a little harder for the summit. We get up of a morning, praise God, and we get up with the attitude of gratitude, praising the Lord, thanking Him for another day. Amen. You'll go with me one day. We'll go walk through the nursing homes and through the hospital, through the intensive care, and you can see people, and then you'll get a new attitude toward gratitude when you get up of a morning, and you're able to get up by yourself. Amen. Giving God praise and glory, lifting Him up, amen, for what He's done. Amen. What happened here, they had put their complete trust in the Lord, amen. They was kept. He said, my help cometh from the Lord, made the heavens and the earth. They had their complete trust in Him. They wasn't no murmuring going on here. Amen? The complaining had been left behind them. They quit the murmuring and complaining, praise God, and they just had a praise on their lips. And they set the attitude, the mood, praise God. The source of the mood was God Almighty and the help that He has for His people. Well, if we could ever get in our head, young, how big God is. Amen. If we could ever get in our head how big He is, amen, how almighty He is, praise God, we'd have a different attitude. We'd be satisfied in the Lord. Amen. If we could ever get an ideal in our minds and in our hearts how big God is. He's big enough to do anything. The Bible says there's nothing impossible with God. Amen. He's able to do everything. And so what they did, they come to a place, they was no doubt, praise God, that Jehovah God, He was the creator, amen, of everything that he, around them. So it made Him a great big God. Amen. I want to say we make our God a big God, praise God. We'll realize He's able to do all things. He's able to do what we need Him to do for us. All the things that we can't do for ourselves that He can do. Amen. See, my help coming from the Lord who made heaven and earth. See, He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. So what they're saying here is the promise that they had, amen, that the promise they had in the Lord Jesus Christ, that promise of protection, that promise of someone that would be there with them to help them all the way to the end of the way. They're saying, hey, you know what? We're marching on to Zion, praise God. We're heading on to glory. Amen. We realize that God's going to be with us. He's that ever-present help, and He's going to be there, praise God, and help us to finish well. Amen. I don't know about you. I want to finish well, don't you? Amen. I want to finish well for God's glory. And as we're going on, praise God, we get to recognize, putting our trust in the Lord, leaving a murmur and complaining behind us and just pressing on for the cause of Christ, realizing He is our protection. He's that help. So He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. In 1 Samuel 2 and 9, He said, He will keep the feet of His saints. Amen. He'll keep the feet of His saints. Amen. He said, He won't let you slip backwards. He'll keep you on sure footing. He'll keep you on a solid foundation. Amen. He'll keep giving you that you need. In Proverbs chapter 3, in verse 23, the Bible says, Then shalt thou walk in thy way. Thou shalt... Let me start over. Then shalt thou walk in thy way safely, and thy feet shall not stumble. When thou liest down, thou shalt not be afraid. Yea, thou shalt lie down, and thy sleep shall be sweet. Do you have any problems sleeping? He said, praise God, when you put your trust in the Lord. He said, that you can lay down, you won't stumble. He said, you lay down, and your sleep will be sweet. He said, be not afraid of sudden fear, neither of the desolation of the wicked, when it cometh. Well, look at verse 26. He said, for the Lord shall be thy confidence, and shall keep thy feet from being taken. Amen. So he says here, he said that the Lord is a, will not suffer thy feet to be moved, but he that keepeth thee will not slumber. He said, he don't doze off and forget about where you're at. He don't fall asleep and forget about what you need. He knows exactly where we're at, knows exactly what we need. Why? Because He's that great big God. Amen. He's watching over us. He's keeping us, praise God, and He's keeping us for His glory. He's offering us a promise of protection. Amen. They're going up and they're marching on their way up. Amen. As they're going up, they're praising God for the protection that He offers us. Sometimes I think we forfeit that protection. Amen. When our faith gets weak, we wander off. It don't take long, praise God. The old devil will take you out a little ways and he'll take you further than you want to go. And your faith will become weak. And you'll begin to wonder where God is. Well, most of the time, I'll tell you where He is, newsflash, He's right where you left Him. Amen. Most of the time when you can't find God, He's right where you left Him. You say, well, preacher, has He ever left me? He's never left you. That's why I can say that, amen. If you have trouble finding God, it's because He's right where you left Him. Amen. But praise God, when we realize He'll not suffer thy feet to be moved, but He's a keeper, it will not slumber. He said, behold, he that keepeth Israel shall not slumber nor sleep. So He won't fall asleep on you. You won't catch, the devil won't catch God napping. Amen. Now, he might catch you napping. He said, well, preacher, I like to read my Bible and I like to pray. Let me ask you a question. How many times you read your Bible and went to pray, praise God, next thing you know, you woke up? Have you ever noticed how the devil likes to rock you to sleep when you get in the Word of God? And you get to pray, and I mean, you just earnestly pray and have a desire, you know, really have a need, and you get to pray. You say, well, preacher, I can't believe you're telling this. Amen. Glory be to God. We all do it. If you be honest. Amen. You'll get to pray, and you work hard, and you're tired, and you come in, you try to pray, try to get a hold of God, try to get a little something from the Lord and His Word, and pray God, next thing you know, your head. Amen. The devil rock you to sleep. Amen. He'll put you to sleep if we'll let Him. But I told somebody the other day, they said, preacher, I have a terrible time when I'm trying to read my Bible, when I'm trying to pray. He's like, just, you know, I'm earnest. I'm trying to be earnest with the Lord. But next thing I know, I fall asleep. You know, I told him, I said, you know how to fix that? When you go to pray, praise God, just pray out loud. I mean, pray just like you're praying, amen, for 1,000 people. And just pray and talk to God just like I'm talking to you today and just to have a conversation with you, Lord. Amen. Do it out loud. You try to do it under your breath, Lord. You'll be, the next thing you know, you'll be in la-la land. Amen. You'll be asleep. You'll be having your head down on your desk. You'll have it, amen. You'll fall asleep. Amen. And you won't have a clue what you and God have been trying to talk about. But praise God, just talk out loud. When you read your Bible, read it out loud. Amen. Read it out loud. You'll be surprised what you're hearing might hear. Amen. That'll come out of your heart. That'll come through your head, touch your heart. And when you read out loud, you try to read it to yourself. You sit down and praise God. You sit down and try to read your Bible before you go to bed. You won't make it 37 seconds. It's amazing because you can sit down there and you can turn the TV on, kick back on the bed with your pillows fluffed up, sit there for 3.5 hours, watch a movie. Never blink an eye. Don't even miss a commercial. Amen? But praise God, you get your Bible and you sit down, you try to read a few verses from the Lord and pray God, see how long it takes you to where you'll nod off. Amen? That's why, why does it up? Because it's flesh. But they said, you know what? They're going up singing praise God, going up to glory, amen, going up to Zion, and they're singing praises to God. They're not quiet about it, amen. Glory be to God, they're singing from the tops of their lungs, back and forth, one to another, about the good things of God and the help He had and the protection that He offers them. Boy, we get to bragging on God, we get to lifting our voice and say, glory be to God, how great Thou art. Amen. Praise the Lord, devil try to sneak in on that. Amen, no devil. Hey, I'll tell you what, devil get a whole bunch of that, praise God. Before long, he'd be a saved devil. He can't hang, what are you saying? I'm saying he can't hang out around that too much. Amen. We get to praising God, giving God glory. Amen. The devil ain't partaker in that. It don't fit right. Amen. He has to flee from that. But God's always awake. He don't slumber. Me and you will. We're apt to fall asleep. But praise God, we got to realize, praise the Lord, He's there to hear us. So we just lift up our voices. Amen. Praise God. Wake up. And see the Lord. Wake up and look for God. Wake up and talk to God. Amen. Be earnest in our faith, trusting in Him. Praise the Lord. Always be vigilant. He said, behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. Amen. Because he's always vigilant. God's always watching. Ain't you glad you serve a God like that? Now, I'm glad I'm not serving Mohammed or some of these others. Because he's done died and went to the grave. Amen? He can't help me. He has no help me. There's no way he can help me. He's dead and gone. He's buried. By now, his bones is ashes. Amen? But I'm serving a little bit in God today, and my Bible tells me that he neither slumbers nor sleeps. Amen. He don't get weary and tired, amen. He don't take, glory to God, praise the Lord, bless God, he don't take his eye off you. He's always a watching out for me and you. As we're marching on, glory to God, towards glory, he's always a watching us. He's rooting for us. He's encouraging. He said, press on, soldier, press on. Amen. Glory be to God, we get a dose to that and it'll run us for a week. Amen. Praise God, Holy Ghost of God runs across our heart, amen. The strings of our heart touches us, praise the Lord, and we get so full we can't help it. get a dose of those cane hippets. Bible says in verse 5, he said, the Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. Amen. Praise God. He's there. He's that keeper. He's there to be all that we need him to be. He's that shady place out of the weather. His sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. Amen. He said, praise God, he's that shelter even from the elements. The elements of this world that would so easily beset us, amen. The hot and the cold, amen. We don't want to run hot and we don't want to run cold. We want to stay, amen. We want to stay in the middle, pressing on for God. We don't want to run hot a while and cold a while. We want to stay on fire for God. Amen. Now he's that place of shelter, a place where we can go to, where we can keep running right. It's like a place where God tunes us up for the journey. And when he tunes us up, he keeps us tuned up, keeps us running well. Why? Because he's always vigilant. Because he's always watching us. Amen. Praise God. In every phase of our journey, he's there. Bible says, verse 7 said, the Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. Amen. He said, he'll preserve you from all evil. What does that mean? That evil can't come along and distract you from the journey. Amen. You get to praising God. You get to give him glory. You get to recognize where your help's coming from. Praise God. There ain't a whole lot to distract you. Amen. You get to holler and screaming and praising God top of your lungs. Now don't look at me like that, because there's a whole lot of us can. We can do a better job. You say, well, I don't know, preacher. Yeah, I do know. Get you down there on the ball field, and you get them youngins or them little old grandbabies. Amen. They say, Papa, would you, Daddy, Mama, Papa, would you come watch me play? And you go down there, boy, and you get down there on the field, and them little old youngins will get the playing, and they'll get the batting, and they'll get the running, they'll get the throwing, and praise God, they'll get to doing what they do. Amen. And you'll get to watching them, and you'll get so excited, you'll get beside yourself, and you'll get the hollering and the shouting and the screaming, praise God, and encouraging them along. Amen. You can't help yourself. Amen. I know we can do it because we do it. Amen. But praise God, when we get that attitude of praise down in our heart, amen, when God gets in the midst of it and we begin to praise Him and give Him the glory, it's because He's preserved us, from all evil, preserved thy soul. So when we realize, praise God, that the devil's a fighting, amen, and he's on one team and we're on the other, and we get the encouragement, we get the praise and get encouraged and get the praise in God because we're winning. Amen. It's time God's people realize, praise the Lord, we're marching on and we're on the winning side. Amen. The devil ain't got no place on our team. Hello? He doesn't have a place on your team. He's the opposition. He's playing against us. He has all kind of tactics, but he don't play by the rules. See, the devil's got a separate set of rules that he plays by. Amen. And his rules ain't God's rules. Amen. He tries to take God's rules. He tries to deviate from them and twist them and turn them. Amen. But I'm glad, praise God, that we're serving God. It's complete trust in the Lord. Amen. He's the one that's delivering us. He's the one helping us. He's preserving us along the journey. Amen. As we march on. He's preserving us from evil, even preserving the soul. That inward part of man, that Godward part of man, so he preserves it for his glory. He preserves our soul. Look at Luke chapter 12. Luke chapter 12. He talks about that preserving of the soul. Luke chapter 12, in verse 16. Luke chapter 12 and verse 16. The Bible says, and he spake a parable unto them, saying, the ground of a rich man brought forth plentiful. And he thought within himself, saying, what shall I do, because I have no room where to bestow my fruits? Sounds like God was a blessing. Amen. And he said, this will I do. Now, if we ain't careful, we get our problems too. Amen. This will I do. He said, I will pull down my barns and build greater. And there will I bestow all my fruits and my goods. See, when we get our problems, the first thing we start saying is, my, mine. Amen? He said, my barns, my fruits, my goods. But he said, I will say to my soul, soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thy ease. Eat, drink, and be merry. Sounds like where we're living. He said, oh man, we've been so blessed in America. God's been so good to us in America. It's time just to kick back, relax, and enjoy the fruit of the land. My soul, I will say to my soul, soul, thou hast much goods. But verse 20 says, but God said unto him, thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then who shall those things be which thou hast provided? Amen. So he that layeth up treasure for himself is not rich toward God. So he says here that God is the preserver of the soul. And we don't have control of our soul. Amen. We can't keep our soul. We're not the keeper of our soul. God is. And the reason they could sing and praise God as they went up, amen, the reason we can sing and praise God as we're going up, praise God, is because God is in control. We've given God control of our hearts, our lives, our minds, amen. We've totally trusted in the Lord. They were singing praises to God as they was going up because they had trusted in the Lord, even to the preserving of their soul. He said, the Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forever. Can you see in their mind's eye as they're going up and they're praising God and they're recognizing the great big God of glory that's there with them as they're marching on. Amen. For every step he takes, he's taking one with them. He's right there with them. He's beside them. He's encouraging them. He's there to help them along the journey. He's there to protect them. He's there preserving them. Amen. Praise God. The same God they're serving, the same God we serve. The same God's there to protect us, to watch us, to march with us and preserve us along the way. Not for here, not for just now, but forever. Even forevermore. Amen. As we're marching along with our complete trust in God, realize that He's delivered us out of all our distress. As He says in Psalms 120, verse 1, He's already delivered us out of all our distress. This poor man cried and the Lord heard him. Amen. And He delivered us out of all our distress. I will say there's no place and there's no room to be distressed anymore. We ought to be impressed about the God of glory who loves us and cares for us and marching with us and helping us and encouraging us and lifting us up. Praise God for His glory. As we keep marching on. Amen. We keep marching on and we're looking for that summit. Amen. We're looking for that place on top. We're looking, earnestly looking to see. Praise God, and it's getting better, farther along. Amen. Day by day. Amen. Every step of the way, it's getting a little bit better with God because of God's glory. You say, well, preacher, it don't really seem like it. Seems like old age is a creeping up on us. Seems like all them Arthur brothers moved in and took up their abode. Amen. But I want to say glory be to God. There's one bigger than them. And it's the God of glory. He's moved in to be the keeper of your soul. And one day in a little while, praise God, He'll deliver you at the top of the mountain. Amen. He'll deliver you into that marvelous place of glory that He's designed for you and I. And oh, what a time we'll have. But we got to just keep marching on into Jerusalem, praise God. Into the place, into Mount Zion. The place of God and godliness, where one day in a little while we'll rest in perfect peace. Why? Because we put a perfect trust in the Lord God of glory. Amen. When we put our trust in Him, He makes all the difference. He takes us out of our unbelief and He puts us in faith, believing on the Lord Jesus Christ that He's the help, the hope, and the encouragement that we need. We have to ask ourselves, you know, where am I at with my Lord? Amen. Do I have my trust in the Lord? He'll give us that as we're marching on, as we're going up, praise God. He'll give us the help, hope, and the confidence that we need. That confidence you and I need, praise God, to realize that He is God and there's none like Him. No, not one. But He is that perfect God, that perfect Savior, that perfect Redeemer, that perfect help, and that perfect hope tonight. He's the only thing you can put your hope in. He's the only thing you can put your trust in. You put your trust in this world and the things of it, or in government, or anything like that, it's going to let you down. Amen. Before the day's over, it'll let you down, but you put your trust in the Lord. And I can say from an honest heart that He has never let me down. Amen. And one day in a little while, He's going to lift me up. And when He lifts me up, He's going to take me out. Praise God. And I just keep marching on, singing the songs of praise. He said, I will look unto the hills which cometh my help. Because my help cometh from the Lord. Amen. I know who my Redeemer is. I know that He liveth. And He ever liveth to make intercession for me. But I want to say tonight, He ever liveth to make intercession for you. That He is the God of heaven. He's there to help us each and every one. And if we just keep lifting up our voices as we're marching on, realizing He neither slumbers or sleeps, He's always awake, He's always vigilant, and He always knows just exactly where we are, what we need. Amen. He's there to help us along the way if we'll just ask Him. If we'll ask believing, you shall receive.